I'd like to introduce our very first storyteller for the evening, and that is WTHR news anchor Naomi Peskovitz. As a teenager, Naomi accompanied her parents, both doctors, to Eldoret, her father, a surgeon, performed the first kidney transplant at Moy Teaching and Referral Hospital, and helped train other Kenyan surgeons to do the procedure. Today, the transplant unit at Moy has since been named the Mark Peskovitz Renal Transplant Center. The title of her story is Forever in Eldoret, How Kenya Changed Me. Round of applause for Naomi.
Well, thank you so much. I think I'm going to take this off of here, if that's okay. I'm probably going to walk around a little bit. Thank you so much for that introduction and for having me here tonight. As you mentioned, my history with Eldoret goes back a long way. I won't tell you exactly how many years, but I will tell you that in my job every day, I tell stories, so it's an honor to be the first Tuscan teller. I really appreciate that. And while I tell a lot of stories every single day, they are often other people's stories. So I'm really honored to be here tonight to share my own story and my own tale of Kenya and how it really has changed my life. I was 17. We were going on our summer trip. We traveled often as kids. And this was my last family trip before college. I had just graduated from North Central High School. I was about to start in the fall. And we decided to take this trip. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know anything about Kenya. I didn't know anything about Eldoret. At the time, I didn't have much interest in medicine at all. Now I do in some ways, but then I really didn't. And so I really didn't know what to expect beyond what my parents had prepared us for. And I'm not sure they totally knew what to expect either. Both of them were at IU, working in different parts of the organization. But really, as a family, it was an experience. My brother was interested in medicine, so when we got to the hospital, he went with my parents and met with a lot of the patients, where my sister and I spent a lot of time in the daycare with young children who had either lost their parents to HIV or were born with medical issues because their mother was HIV positive. As a 17-year-old, I felt like I knew everything. Don't all 17-year-olds feel that way? But I think Kenya and Moy was really my first eye-opening experience that there are so many true struggles in the world that you really can't understand unless you go see them. So I would tell you, if you haven't been to Eldoret, if you haven't been on an AMPATH trip, it is a bucket list thing that you have to add today. And if you have been, please, during this event and afterwards, share your memories with others so they can really get an idea of what it's like. I remember when we were at one of the daycare centers, I was with my sister, and we fell in love with this little boy. I still have pictures of him. And we met his mother, and I was just shocked by how strong she was. And I thought, maybe this is just normal here, and this is the life that these folks have become accustomed to, sadly. But it was during a mental health workshop, actually, that I realized that that wasn't the life anyone should live. It doesn't matter where you were born or what you were born into. It's just not a life that you should live. And these women, the amount of guilt you felt for them, because they were expressing their guilt and just a room full of tears and stories, and them trying to explain to us what it was like to be in a country where they didn't necessarily have the right treatment or even the right protection or the stigma associated with HIV beyond just the medical issues that come along with it. So all of those pieces of the trip were obviously very impactful to me. But the reason I say forever in Eldoret is because that experience really did shape my entire life and my entire career. As a journalist, I can use this morning as an example. We were in Kokomo. I don't know if you've seen the pictures. Really devastating. But at the same time, Red Cross was already there. The governor was there today. All the politicians were there today. All the media was there today. And thankfully, no one was seriously injured or killed. But that's the difference between the life that we live here and the resources there. So the work that the doctors are able to do while they're over there is really incomparable. I mean, you can't really explain it. I will say, I'll talk a little about my dad. He passed away about 5.5 years ago, but another reason I'm forever in Eldoret is because I truly believe my dad was forever in Eldoret. He went back several times after our trip as a family. And like you said, he performed the first kidney transplant there. And he'd come back and he wouldn't always tell us all the details of his trip, but he would always show us his many, many pictures. He was a photographer and you could kind of see his experience through the photos that he took. When he passed away, it was a shock to the whole family and I think this community, just one of those things that seems totally unfair. And I think most of us have experienced something like that in our lives. But part of what helped get me through was that we developed a scholarship for Kenyan students in his memory. And every year, it's one of my favorite parts of the year, we get a letter from the Kenyan student who is honored with that scholarship. And they are always so gracious and so grateful to be given this opportunity to become a physician to help others. We get pictures of them at graduation. We get handwritten notes. Some of them have followed up even through the years, just thanking our family, because even though we suffered such a terrible loss, in some way it's benefited someone else. I think a lot of people search for that when they lose someone suddenly or it seems unjust or unfair. And I have certainly found that in Eldoret, and I look forward to going back. I tell people about it all the time. In fact, WTHR sent a crew shortly after I was there. I think I must have been in college at the time. So I've been able to connect with some of my coworkers who've been there, who've seen the university, who've seen the hospitals. And it really has become what I didn't expect it to be, which was a piece of who I am. You really can't know it until you see it. So while I think all the Tusker tellers will try to give you their best stories tonight, I really urge you to look into a trip for yourself. You can even sprinkle in a little safari. We did that. And some great food and shopping and all of that at the same time. But not only should you go, but talk about it. Because talking about it is what really spreads the message and gets other people interested. And they want to be involved. I think when I look back at the weeks that we were there, one of the most painful memories I have was walking through the hallways of these hospitals where several people are sharing rooms. And you can audibly hear the pain coming from the rooms. And I don't think that's something we really experience much here in the US. So when you go, and if you go, and hopefully you will, take that all in. And when you come back, think about how fortunate you are and what we can all do on a daily basis to improve the lives of people thousands of miles away. How cool is it that Indiana has a connection to Eldoret, Kenya, and a connection that other hospitals and universities have based their programs off of and joined us in this incredible mission. So thank you all so much for coming. You can contact me in any way you'd like if you have more questions or are interested in a trip or want to see some of our family photos. There is a photo floating around somewhere of my dad with the goat that he was given when he became a town elder for his first kidney transplant, which they then ate. So in proper Peskovitz style, they enjoyed by feasting, and I hope you enjoy some of that tonight too. Thank you.